Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
How do I lock it on in? It's a cube and has inspirations. And then is there a safe in the room? Because I usually have to hide money from my oldest son. Double T is in tits. Reginald Steelbottom. If someone spoke Spanish to me, I don't even know what I would do. This is Joel Osteen's hotline. And guess what? They're on to me.
Thank you for calling Joel Osteen Ministries. My name is Jess. This call may be recorded for training purposes. May I help you with today's special offer of the Inspiration Cube?
Oh, I would love to know a little bit more. It's a cube and has inspirations.
Okay, not a problem there, miss. If you can just give me a quick moment here. Let's see. So for the Inspiration Cube, it has over 400 messages.
Oh, from Joel himself?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Daily inspiration.
400. So that's actually more than a full year. So every day I can get a different cube message from Joel.
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much you have sermons, affirmations, daily
inspiration. Oh, my God. Can you give me an example of something he might say? Is it like, live to life to the fullest?
No, miss. Not exactly, miss. I don't have any information on that.
Is it like the Lord Jesus?
Whatever in terms of preachers and whatnot. What happens is that whenever you get the cube, there's a list there on there, miss, that you can actually go through there.
Oh, fantastic.
You have the ability and find it out.
Unreal. Unreal. And do you guys have any t-shirts with like crucifixes and Joel's face or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
What about bumper stickers with a large crucifix in Joel's face?
No, ma'am.
What about a magnet with a large crucifix in Joel's face?
No, ma'am.
What about a tire cover with a large crucifix in Joel's face?
So sorry, miss. Is this one of those prank calls, miss?
Absolutely not. I don't believe in prank calls at all. What about a flavored pudding? Do you guys have any flavored puddings?
Gotcha. All righty, miss. I apologize, miss. I'll be disconnecting this call.
Oh, God damn it.
Next up is Motel 6 in Tampa.
Hi there. What time does the fair start tomorrow? I'm desperate to get a little shut-eye, but I wouldn't mind going soon. Hello?
You need a room?
I do need a room, yeah.
Do you need a room?
Yes, yes, that would be great, if
okay,
you wouldn't mind.
Okay, if you need a room, right now the rate's at $79.99.
So what a bargain!
$90.79.
Oh, that's great. The tax, I presume, is why it goes up from the 7 to... Okay, and how many beds can you stuff in one room? Because I've got a large family.
So, the room that we have, we have two double beds.
Great.
And they're going to be full size.
Okay, perfect. So I could fit four kids in a bed, I feel, right? A full size bed, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's a little fat, but you know what? I'm going to take her off the sandwiches. I said yesterday, no more sandwiches. We're only doing salads, no dressing, and we're going to get that right off. You know how it is. You know.
Right?
And kids are so cruel. They call her, you know, stuffed butt.
Yeah, I mean, they can be. They can be. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So I'm looking to stay two nights. And do you guys have room service?
So, yes, we do. do have room service. Yes.
Do you have a chicken?
They don't come to your room like without asking, but if you let us know that you want room service, we can let the cleaning ladies know, and then they can service your room. It's not a problem.
Oh, cleaning! I meant food. Did they bring food to your room?
Oh no, ma'am. The only way that you would get food to your room is if you like do it through like a delivery service.
Oh, I see. All right. I'm sure there must be a Jack in the Box close by or something. I won't let my daughter eat it, but, you know, the rest of us will. Ah, you always have one with a problem, right? If it's not one thing, it's your daughter. All right. Well, so how do I lock in this room?
What'd you say, babe?
How do I lock it on in?
Oh, then you would lock the room from the inside. It's got a lock from the inside, and then you would just lock it, and then it's also got the latch.
Oh, great. I love a latch. Okay, perfect. All right, and then is there a safe in the room? Because I usually have to hide money from my oldest son.
There is a safe in the room, ma'am.
Oh, thank God. He's a little butterfinger, I call him. Takes my cash all the time. It's unreal.
Uh-huh.
It's unreal. Oh, all right. Well, we'll see you soon.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I'll be here, ma'am. My name's Corrine.
Thanks, Corrine. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you then.
Bye-bye. It's been long enough, and it's time to call Trump Waikiki.
Oh, thanks for calling. I'm from the National Hotel Waikiki. Operator Sarge speaking. How may I direct your call?
Aloha! I guess so, to the front desk.
Would you care to hold a moment? The line's busy.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. I've got all night.
Oh, yeah, you reached the front desk. This is Aya speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi there. I would just love to get, like, 6 servings of the pineapple chicken sent up to my room.
May I have your room number?
803.
And your name?
It's Clarissa. You've got the, you know, the chicken with the pineapple wrapped around it like a feeding tube. I'm not sure what it's called.
I'm sorry, we don't have that. And could you just confirm your last name?
Oh, sure, Anderson.
Okay, I don't have anyone registered.
What?
With that name.
Maybe my receptionist put it in a different name?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have Andrew McCarthy?
I do not.
What about Angela Simmons?
No, I'm sorry.
Barbara Ann Mihalik?
No, I...
Reginald Steelbottom?
No, if I could just have your first and last name, maybe I could locate your room.
Try Reginald Steelbottom.
Is that your name?
Well, it's actually my employee's name, but he might have made the reservation. I've got a team about 8 different people that could have made this reservation.
Okay, but could I have your name?
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Clarissa Anderson, but you said it's not under that name, so I'm befuddled. I feel hoodwinked.
I'm sorry, I can't find anyone under this name.
Well, what other chicken dishes do you have besides the pineapple?
We don't have a dish with pineapple chicken.
Oh my God. This is the worst night of my life. Do you know what you used to have it? It's like a pineapple wrapped around a breast that you would not believe what it tastes like. Heaven.
Let me find out for you. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Oh, sure. Let's call Barnes, the live one.
Hello, thank you for calling the Barnes firm. How am I doing your call?
Hi there, I've got a hot case. A real hot case.
Would you like to open a new case for that, right?
I would love to open a new case. And I'm very sorry about Barnes, by the way. I know the one that's alive
owns your firm, but the other one is dead. And I just want to say I'm really sorry about that.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Yeah. We really appreciate it. Would you like to gather some contact information first?
So sure.
I can evaluate your case.
That would be great.
May I please have your first name?
Sure, it's Muriel.
Would you please spell that out for me, please?
Muriel.
Yeah. And your last name, please?
Steelbottom. Steelbottom.
Well, got it. Let me just go ahead and confirm that you have both your name and last name spelled out correctly. If you notice any mistakes, you can feel free to correct me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So your first name is Muriel.
Muriel.
Muriel. And your last name is Steelbottom, which is Steelbottom.
Steelbottom. That's right.
Steelbottom. That was, just to confirm, that was double P as in Papa, right?
Oh, no, double T as in Tietz.
And what is the best time to give you a call back?
Oh, you know, anytime, like 4:30 a.m., I'm usually at my best. It's right after I work out and have a little coffee. So anytime between like 4:30 in the morning and 6 is really the best.
Got it. Thank you so much for that information. And 6?
A.m., yeah. I usually go to sleep around 7 p.m. I'm just up tonight because I'm on a little bit of an upper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And which office would you like to get in contact with? Los Angeles, Oakland, San Diego, or New York?
New York, definitely. It's the Big Apple.
And this question is just for confirmation. Would you like the case to be handled in Spanish?
No, absolutely not. If someone spoke Spanish to me, I don't even know what I would do.
Okay, I understand that, ma'am. And are you currently at the scene of an accident?
I am not. Nope.
Now, let me just one moment while I check these schedules for the law firm, all right?
Oh, great. I didn't know that we were going to schedule something now. That's so just wonderful.
No problem. Right now, I'm trying to get you in contact with an attorney.
Okay, great. Do you want to hear what happened, or do I just talk to the attorney?
Well, actually, yes, I would love to hear what happened.
Oh.
So I can provide that information to an attorney.
Okay, great. So I, from time to time, do yoga outside my home. I have a mat. I've got a leotard, just a simple pair of leggings. And I was doing, you know, a vinyasa type of downward dog into, you know, an oak tree. And I realized there was someone taking my photo. It was a neighbor just taking my photo. And I said, Barbara Ann, get that camera out of my face. And she said, no, we're putting this in the newsletter. And I said, over my dead corpse, are you putting something in a newsletter? And then she ran off and I said, I'm calling Barnes. So I need to do a cease and desist against this neighborhood newsletter. She has me in a legging, a leotard. I've got very large breasts. They get unruly during the yoga. I'm sure you know when you flip upside down, you really can loosen a bosom. And I am horrified by this. Horrified.
Right. So hold on. Let me just get this story straight.
Oh yeah.
You were doing yoga.
Right.
Out of your house.
Out of my house. Yep.
And out of your house, and one of your neighbors. May I ask?
Barbara Ann.
The name of the neighbor?
Barbara Ann McGillicuddy.
And got it. By any chance, do you know how to spell her middle name, her last name?
Oh, sure. M-G-I-L-L-I-T-T-I-Y.
I-Y. All right. Now, let me just confirm that I have it right. So it would be M-G-I-L-L-I-D-D-I-Y.
Yep, McGillicuddy.
Got it.
Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann. A-A-N-N.
That's right.
Let me just write that down so our attorneys know that. Know that. And one of your neighbors, Barbara McGillicuddy, was taking photos of you while you were doing yoga.
That's right.
Got it.
And she wants to put it in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I think to motivate some of the neighbors. We've got a lot of fat neighbors. So I think she wants to, you know, show them, oh, you can, you know, work out in your own home, that type of thing. And I will say my body is pretty significant. So maybe that's why, but it's inappropriate, and I don't want my photo without my permission.
That's a neighborhood newspaper, right?
Yes, the newsletter. Yep, the neighborhood newsletter.
Got it. And may I ask, when did this happen?
This morning.
Got it.
Yeah, and I've been stewing about it, and I said, you know what, I'm calling Barnes, the live one, and I'm going to see what they can do. A cease and desist seems appropriate to me. A quick letter to Barbara Ann explaining if she uses my photo, she's totally effed.
And one of my last questions, in what neighborhood or the address of where they happen?
It's Woodbury, New York.
Woodbury, got it. Perfect. Thank you so much for that information.
Thank you. I mean, I was there was holes in the leggings. It's mortifying.
Oh no!
My leotard didn't even match the leggings because I said, "Why does it need to match? I'm just in my front yard." Oh.
Mhm. Yes, you should be like in your house.
Right.
You should be clean.
Right. I should feel free. I should feel free.
Exactly. Right. Now, let me just go ahead and make sure that you have everything correctly, everything written down, right? So, you're calling because this morning, while you were doing yoga in your porch at your house, your neighbor, Barbara.
Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann McGillicuddy. I'm sorry, that's
McGillicuddy. No, that's right. You got it.
Right, and she started taking pictures of you while you were doing your
yep,
yoga.
Yep, in various poses.
She wanted to, in various poses, and then she wanted to put that those photos without your consent into the newsletter of
that's,
the neighbor.
That's right.
Got it.
To show the fat neighbors what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you worked for Barnes?
Well, not for that long.
You seem so professional.
I thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Perfect. Now, I think you have all the story right.
Oh, yeah,
so
for sure. You got it.
I will try to do right now is get you in contact with an attorney.
Great.
I will start calling attorneys and see if one of them picked up.
Perfect.
And if one of them picks up, I will get you transferred with them.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'm just going to put you in a brief hold while I
perfect.
Start to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.